Hello. Another Our Football Daily Podcast, CONCACAF W Special. Amy Lopez here checking in from the Tijuana International Airport. I have a lot of children, a lot of people around me, all of us waiting for our specific flights. Me, I am slowly waiting for my flight to Monterrey to finally check in with everybody over there during the CONCACAF W tournament. I really just wanted to get this daily podcast and provide something different during the tournament. No guests today, just me here at the airport, just kind of giving my thoughts. Not random, but just giving my thoughts. And although I wasn't able to watch the matches, day two of the tournament ends with the 3-0 victory for Costa Rica against Panama. And then Canada just absolutely dominating Trinidad and Tobago. From the looks of the timeline, it looks like Canada basically just crushed Trinidad after that second goal, just tired them out. It didn't look like they were ever going to be able to recover. And Costa Rica, you know, obviously getting three goals of their own. And even though I wasn't able to watch the games, I was checking in with all of my amazing community members of women's soccer. And I found myself asking them, you know, obviously Canada was the favorite against Trinidad and Tobago, but was Costa Rica going to be the favorite against Panama? And the collective answer, and feel free to disagree or send me anything in my mentions if I am wrong, was that yes, Costa Rica was the favorite. So if you look at it in very basic terms, you have the U.S. favorite beating Haiti, Costa Rica the favorite beating Panama, and then Canada being the favorite against Trinidad and Tobago. And the only outlier there that is still lingering today is Mexico being the favorite against Jamaica and still losing 1-0. And it's been sitting with me most of today. You have 2 hours of driving between LA and San Diego, and so there's a lot of time for thinking, and I just couldn't wrap my head around what had happened yesterday. I was still trying to process it. I think throughout the chat and even on the timeline, you know, a lot of people wanted to hear our thoughts about what had happened and why it had happened and what was going on. And part of me started wondering, was it hyperbolic of us to assume that Mexico was going to be the favorite? Now, again, I don't think anybody thought that Mexico was going to go out there and absolutely dominate Jamaica. I think it was clearly obvious that Jamaica was going to be the most leveled opponent to start with. I think Haiti also complicated things for the U.S. that we're going to see what Monica has to say during her pregame press conferences tomorrow. But I do think that the Jamaica game was set to be your most important game. You know, there's a lot of questions about whether or not you can beat the U.S. But just like my guest Alexia said yesterday, this was the game where we were going to be able to command control. And you didn't. So there is a level of doubt that you begin to feel. I think there was justified confidence in feeling like Monica had the team under control. She had her system under control. The confidence was there. Just an overall uniformed understanding about what needed to happen, what was going to happen, didn't. And so you're kind of left with these feelings of not imposter syndrome, but just, you know, are we as good as we say? Was it a bad game? Is this something that can happen against Haiti? What does this mean about the league? These are not answers that, these are not questions that can be answered right away, but I do think that they bring a level of, you know, unfortunate, maybe reality to us. And I don't know, we can go into, you know, a rest day tomorrow, go into those pregame press conferences and feel like we're seeing a different attitude. And then come Thursday, see an entirely different team. See a team that's more well-rounded, see a team that has a little bit more structure, and see a team that maybe, frankly, is not as nervous. Like Monica mentioned, you know, the bad taste is going to go away. They had their heads up in the locker room. I'm not sure, but just seeing the way that everything is supposed to go for the top teams, literally every other top team except for Mexico, it does make you wonder, what is that to say? What are we left to ponder? As cheesy as that might sound, I don't know. I don't have the answer to those questions. I am simply trying to fulfill my obligation to give you guys daily podcast and see what happens next. But it is close to 9:30. My flight doesn't take off for another hour and a half and such. I'll probably go get something to eat really quickly. But yeah, just wanted to give my quick thoughts. Make sure you follow all the content. Make sure you follow everybody who's covering the CONCACAF W. I can't wait to get to Monterrey soon and get to see, you know, all the wonderful journalists and people that are out there supporting women's soccer and getting to actually see them in person, or, you know, put a face to the followers that we've all had for each other. So that's it for me. I hope you guys enjoyed today's matches. Enjoy a rest day tomorrow. Catch up on any content that you've missed. And yeah, I'll see you guys from Monterrey tomorrow.